All right, so I've been thinking about this all week. Peptides keep coming up everywhere, from sports recovery to diabetes treatment, and I realized I don't actually have a solid grip on what they fundamentally are, like at the chemistry level.
That's the right place to start, honestly, because the word gets thrown around so loosely. So here's the key idea. A peptide is simply a short chain of amino acids, biologically defined as anywhere between 2 and 50 amino acids linked together.
And proteins are also amino acid chains, right? So what's the actual threshold that separates them?
Exactly the right question. Proteins are longer chains, typically more than 50 amino acids, and they fold into complex three-dimensional structures. Think of a protein like a piece of hardware, a ribosome, a muscle fiber, a structural scaffold. It has physical form and does physical work.
So if proteins are hardware, what are peptides?
Software. That's the analogy I keep coming back to. Peptides don't build the cell's architecture, they send instructions to it. They're the body's primary signaling molecules, hormones, neurotransmitters, chemical messengers that tell cells what to do and when.
Mm-hmm. So how does that signaling actually work mechanically?
Think of it like a key in a lock. A peptide, acting as what biochemists call a ligand, travels through the body and binds to a specific receptor on a cell's surface. That binding triggers a precise physiological response inside the cell. The peptide doesn't enter the cell. It just knocks on the door with the right key.
Wait, so not X entering the cell, but Y triggering a response from outside it?
Exactly. The signal is transmitted through the receptor itself. One peptide, one receptor type, one downstream cascade. That's why peptides tend to be far more targeted in their effects than many traditional small molecule drugs, which can bind to multiple receptor types and cause broader side effects.
That specificity is actually a huge deal clinically, isn't it? For everyone listening, that's probably why peptide-based medicine is getting so much attention right now.
It really is. And the history here is fascinating. The first peptide hormone to be synthesized in a laboratory was insulin, a milestone achieved in 1963. That single breakthrough transformed the treatment of diabetes and essentially proved that we could manufacture the body's own signaling molecules outside of it.
Insulin, which most people think of as just a diabetes drug, but it's actually a peptide the body produces naturally.
Right. And once researchers confirmed that, the field exploded. Today there are over 80 peptide drugs approved by the FDA, with hundreds more currently in clinical trials targeting everything from metabolic disorders to cancer.
80 plus approved. That's not a niche category anymore. That's a major pillar of modern pharmacology. So for someone like Melissa, who's coming into this curious about the science, the takeaway from this first piece is really about scale and precision.
That's a good way to frame it. The scale tells us peptides are proven and mainstream. The precision, that key and lock receptor mechanism, tells us why they're so compelling. They're not blunt instruments, they're targeted messages.
I like that. And it reframes the whole biohacking conversation, too. People aren't just experimenting randomly. They're trying to send specific instructions to specific systems.
Exactly. And that's where things get genuinely interesting, because the instructions vary enormously. Some peptides regulate hunger, some accelerate tissue repair, some modulate immune response. The same basic molecular format, a short amino acid chain, can carry wildly different messages depending on its sequence.
So the sequence is everything. Change a few amino acids, and you've written a completely different instruction.
That's the core insight, yes. The remember here is that length alone doesn't define function. Sequence does. Two peptides of identical length can have completely opposite effects in the body. That's what makes peptide engineering both powerful and genuinely complex.
All right, so we've established what peptides are, how they signal, and why that specificity matters. In our next session, we move from the theory to the pharmacy, looking at how these tiny molecules are being used to treat everything from obesity to chronic injury.
And that's where the real-world impact becomes impossible to ignore. The science we covered today is the foundation for all of it.